Welcome to the Today's Leader Podcast, the podcast for the leaders and entrepreneurs of today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul, I see you.
All right, finish off. Let's go.
Good job, guys.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to episode 322 of the Today's Leader podcast, the podcast for the leaders and the entrepreneurs of today. Now, the leaders of today need balance, and this balance is critically and super important as we progress through our lives and our leadership aspirations. A hard-headed approach to leadership and to business will often lead to burnout for ourselves and our teams. And it's critical, especially today when we face such ambiguity, uncertainty, and anxiety. It's critical that we find balance. Now, I enjoy bringing new concepts for health and wellness to our audience, and today I'm pleased to be sharing the 9-pillar lifestyle with you today. Now, the 9-pillar lifestyle has been developed by Marie Maloof and Jeff Withers. But first up, let's just hear a little bit about who Jeff and Marie are. Since 2013, Marie and Jeff have been devoting their energy towards learning, researching, and developing both personally and professionally, a journey in the pursuit of knowledge and skills that can help others experience and gain value from the power of positive change and growth. And this is a journey that they continue to drive today. Now, their program is a holistic well-being program. It's called the 9-Pillar Lifestyle and features three simple concepts, the three treasures, they're called. One is personal genius. The other is the living home environment. And the final one is health and wellness. And all of those topics are much needed today. So it was a really exciting time speaking with Marie and Jeff. They're both locals in my city in Brisbane here in Queensland. It was really exciting to actually speak to a local again in relation to a program that has got wide-ranging benefit that can be held right around the world. So after a word from our sponsor, please welcome Jeff and Marie to the Today's Leader podcast.
The podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
And it's my pleasure today to welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, I have Jeff Withers and Marie Maloof from 9-Pillars Lifestyle. How are you, Jeff and Marie?
Good, thank
Not bad.
You.
Not bad. Yourself, good.
I am fantastic. And this is a little bit different for our listeners out there. Normally, I'm talking with global leaders right around the world. And today, the global leaders that I'm talking to are right here on the Redlands Coast. So, a very much a local-based thing. Hey, Jeff and Marie, tell me a little bit about the 9-Pillars Lifestyle story.
Well, the 9-Pillar Lifestyle story, it's a good story. It started with two people, one working in government.
I worked in government for 20 years.
And I was working as a teacher in a private school. And we both got sick of it. And we felt there has to be more to life than what's going on here. And so we, by sheer luck, were introduced to something which we didn't understand, which led us to then a new pathway. So we've, 9-Pillar Lifestyle has come about from my study in the Western sciences and re-studies and joint studies in Eastern philosophies and methodologies over the last five, six, 7 years now.
Mm. Oh, so it's a bit of a mix. Is that a good way to describe it? It's a mix of traditional East versus West, is it?
Basically, East and West, taking the best of both. But then, having said that, then we added our own mix to that. So we said, okay, we like this bit, we like that bit. What can we create from that that's going to be unique and powerful for itself? So we don't copy anybody. We just sort of learn from the experts and then went forward from ourselves, you know.
Excellent. What compelled you to dive into that?
That's another good question. I'd finished teaching and I was doing some training, coaching, et cetera, and I literally was saying, what is there to do? Because I wanted to do all these things, but I didn't know what it was. And then this offer that was given to us was everything in one. There was psychology, there was coaching, there was NLP. Ding, 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 ding. And I said to Ray, I said, this is crazy. This is exactly what we've been looking for. And it was just seemed a no-brainer. It's just like, yep, we're in. It didn't go smoothly. It doesn't matter because it ended up where we are, which is good. But it had a rough start. But it was just because we had all these things in the background ticking away, then it just took somebody to actually say something that made it all make sense.
And I think for me, working in the government for 20 years, where I got really, really sick, I just was following my passion with interior design and the feng shui.
Yeah.
And when I discovered that there is a difference of where you live from the northern and the southern hemisphere. So here in Australia, we do things differently. Mm. And then with the learnings that we were getting through the Eastern philosophy, everything started to fall in place. And I'm thinking, this is just so exciting. We've actually found something that we both thoroughly enjoy.
Yeah.
And can, you know, help ourselves develop, but also help others as well.
Okay. And it's more than just a leadership or a business development program, isn't it? It's more than that. I mean, you just mentioned feng shui. And so I'm presuming this is like an all-encompassing, all-of-life program.
Yeah, and I think we picked the word lifestyle as a business name on the top because unlike other people, like there might be a business coach, there might be a life coach, there might be a psychologist, a interior person, a feng shui designer,
yeah,
we recognised that there was a commonality between them all, and if we found that common link between them all, that's what we need to be doing. So, yes, we do work in workplaces because that's obviously looking at the disengagement that people experience both within the workplace but also between work and home.
Yeah.
And then if you've done that, once you're in the home, well, there we go. We've got parental relationships. We've got the kids. We've got the home that doesn't feel comfortable. So everything just came together.
Yeah.
Picking up those points, that of each one that works.
So you're obviously different from the traditional sort of business coach and life coach. And I guess I'm just sort of trying to capture it in my mind. How do you build a compelling reason for a corporation to bring you into the, like, what are the benefits, I guess, for the people that undertake the programs in and around the nine pillar lifestyles?
Well, I suppose for the workplace, the experience we've had is that the owner says, and it's always the owner that says, my team isn't doing what it should be doing. My team isn't performing like I would like.
Yeah.
So that's how you would come in. But more than often, I say 90% plus of the time, it's actually the owner who needs most help. It's the owner who hasn't done it right.
Yeah.
Because they don't do anything wrong, do they? They're always
The business owners never do anything wrong.
Really wrong, yeah. So from the workplace perspective, that's how we work in there. We say we're coming in on behalf of the employer to help.
Yeah.
From a personal point of view, it's a similar thing but different. It's like, say with a kid, the parents, recognise that they've got issues with their child. They don't really know what to do about it. They've tried traditional things like psychologists and so forth. Hasn't really worked. Is there another way? Yes, there is. And we approach it from a different direction. So the whole concept is whether it's for a person or a home or a workplace, it's still coming in from saying, let's go back to pulling it apart. We start by pulling everything apart and say, okay, let's lay this on the table. Let's see where your problems, issues, concerns are.
Yeah.
And let's decide which way we should go from there. So we're open to going any direction because we've got those three avenues available to us. We can say, okay, we need to think about this or that, and then we just put together a program that works around the needs of that particular person or persons.
Okay, so it can be personalised and customised.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely.
Down
to each individual is so customised. Yeah. And that's where it becomes exciting for the individual because we do a lot of work with them. And when they actually, we actually assess them. And when they actually see who they are naturally, what they're born with and what has been impacted over the years so that they've changed so much. And they wonder why. Oh, this is so easy. Either, some people will love to connect and be a really loud people and you know, are just so out there. But when you put them in an environment, in a tiny little cubicle in an office somewhere where they can't speak to anybody or they can't talk or do anything, they will get so drained. And it's the same as a really quiet person. If you put them in a really loud environment, they think, oh, my God, this is really doing my head in, or getting headaches. And people start to get sick because their life is not balanced.
Yeah.
24 hours a day, you need to be balanced. And that's where the health side comes in as well, you know, because it does affect your body.
I can imagine the buy-in you get from people would be quite strong and quite attractive for organisations, because too many times organisations look to get a training product, or they want to tick a box that they've taught their people this, that, and the other. They get a consultant in, the consultant takes it off the shelf, delivers the same program to everyone, and then the business owner sits back and says, well, that didn't work, or that worked for that person and not for the vast majority of the team. So I'd imagine that ability to be able to customize it individually, personalize it, and make it a unique program for each and every person is A, attractive to the person, but may not necessarily be that attractive to the business owner. How do you overcome that sort of, I mean, it's exciting. How do you overcome that?
That's another good question. It's a big challenge because in the workplace, as an example, as you mentioned here, the two biggest blocks we find, one, I do that. I know all about that. I don't need that. Which is a typical head-in-the-sand approach of a small business owner.
Yep.
Or worse, that just even last week it happened. I would love to have you come in here, but our HR department run everything, and they do everything themselves, and they have to approve everything, therefore we can't go further. So there's the traditionalist, where's the white paper from university mentality that says, if I haven't written it or hasn't been written or put into a text, then it can't be traditional enough and strong enough and powerful enough for us, we can't use it. You're afraid to let go and try something a little bit left of centre.
And I suppose testimonials, reviews are going to be gold as you continue to build out the nine lifestyles, the nine pillar lifestyles. Now, you talked a little bit about the three channels, and I believe you call them the three treasures. Indeed. Walk me through the three treasures that exist within the program.
Well, the three treasures, so I'm doing all the talking, aren't I?
That's all right. I'll butt in.
You should butt in, yeah. The three treasures is something which came at the end, not the beginning. I mean, I realised that all we've done come into three. There are three, in our opinion, there are three key parts of a person's life that if they address them correctly, then they've got the best chance of success. The first treasure is what we call your personal genius, which means who are you?
Yeah.
Not what you think you are, but who are you? Meaning, what are you naturally good at and not good at? What have you learned to be good at? What do you like doing, not doing? All these sorts of things, your emotional outcomes from all those things. So that's your first treasure. Who are you as a person?
Yeah.
Well, okay, that's really good. But from a feng shui perspective, you live in a home. So does that home support who you are? Or does that workplace support who the team is? Because if people that know a bit about feng shui would say, oh, we just do this and this, you know, stick a plant here and do a colour there, which of course is not true at all. It's way more complex than that when it's done properly. So how do we get the environment to also help nurture the person so they've got the personal genius and environment? And the third treasure is simply say, well, okay, that's fantastic, but there's one little thing, and that person has to have good health and wellness to enjoy the home and their personal genius. So if any one of those three areas is not in good shape, it's virtually impossible for a person to get the best outcome that they would like to have in life. They won't know it necessarily because they'll be happy in their own place. I've done that way forever. They don't know any different. But those three are the three key things, which is underpinned by the nine pillars that we created, which we know that there are nine steps that have to be addressed to achieve the success in those three treasures. So it's all like a little complex model.
So I'll just give you an example on that. I had a client last week that Jeff and I both visited, and Jeff and I always like to go to a client. Well, normally we would like to go to a client separately because we've both got, you know, different qualifications, but we blend it all together, and that's one good thing that we love doing is working as a good team. And Jeff and I are opposite each other. So we are good. We talk to the client. Like this client last week, she is so stressed. She's got a son that is home who is actually very ill, but she wanted me just to go in and feng shui her home, right? Okay. So we went there. But at the same time, she is so stressed. So she has got a lot of emotional and mental stresses in her life that's actually causing her to be sick. So it's hard for her to look after her son and care for a 20-odd-year-old son. But then her environment needs to be sorted as well. So this is where the three treasures come in. It's the emotional and mental state of people that we also look at. Yeah. And then if it gets really like to a disease stage, you know, we need to address the wellness of that person,
yeah,
the holistic health of that person. But if that environment is also not suited to them, you know, so if they're, you know, in a home where everything is just cramped up and they can't get to do things, then the whole of all the three treasures are not balanced. Mm. And we like to balance things out because if you haven't got your health, you know, or your environment's not suited, your health is suffering and vice versa. Stop laughing at me, Jeff.
I just
get excited, that's all.
Yeah. And I guess, Marie and Jeff, what we're seeing in the world is a real shift, especially in the corporate space, to at least be investigating and looking at the concepts of mindfulness and wellness for our teams to make sure that there are attempts, at least. I don't want to be critical, but and I can be a little bit cynical when I hear organisations talking about health and welfare of their teams. But there is some organisations that do it very, very well, and there are other organisations that are providing some lip service that would suggest they're doing it, but fundamentally they're not. So in that sort of a space and a world, I mean, where does Nine Pillars Lifestyles go in relation to that? Because, I mean, you've talked about small and medium business enterprises. There's probably people that are going to be listening to this podcast who are in a more corporate space and who may want to understand a little bit more about it. So what is, I guess, the vision for where does this go to? Because at the moment, it's fundamentally you two, isn't it, that are driving the purpose and the passion behind the business. But so in a larger sense, where does it go from there? What do you see as the vision for the organisation?
I think what we'd love to do in a big organisation, and in the organisation that I work, there were 15,000 staff all around Queensland.
Yeah.
So I used to deal with every single one of those people. Cool. And I really loved it. I really loved it. But I think for the organisations, I can actually see that we go in and train people to train their staff.
Okay. So like a train the trainer program.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think, yeah, because I'm
thinking... Because we love educating.
Yeah, and I think I've often thought to myself, are we going to become, because, I mean, yes, we're working in different countries and working here, and but we're us, just ourselves, almost like a coach's resource or a trainer's resource where, you know, they can use our material in their own environment because we can only be in so many places, but it's the old multiplication theory. There's two of us, we train two more people, there's and then two more, and then two more. So we, you know, we would love to be able to actually, in time, have actual people and consultants, if you call them a consultant, working with us who have their own businesses, but using accessing our material.
Yeah.
So they're offering a bigger service. So same for an organisation, using a bigger service than they could offer by themselves.
So excellent. So how do you? So at the moment, you've almost got this multifaceted model that's both of use and of value for the larger organisations and in helping their people get that balance. Because as we know, the more balanced people have, the more performance or the greater the health of the business and the performance of the business. And I think research continues to show that. So the healthier your team is, the healthier your business is. So so you've got that multifaceted where, you know, there's a real benefit there within the organisational state. But I also imagine you've got a number of people who meet you and talk to you and who you share with that are also those individual clients. And so so I think from a business model perspective, that licensing, I suppose, what I would call licensing, being able to license the use of your materials is probably a critical factor towards the ongoing success of what Life's Nine Pillars Lifestyle is. So, and the thing I find fascinating, Marie, is the feng shui component, because, you know, I've, through this podcast especially, I've met a number of coaches and a number of experts and a number of authorities who are dealing in this space, you know, where, you know, I've talked to Belinda Jane Dolan, who launched the Chief Happiness Officer out of her group, the Clarity Group, for example. And, you know, there's now Chief Happiness Officers being certified right around the world to work or to provide frameworks within their organisation for health, wellness, and things like that. And but the programs that we often will talk about will be, it's almost like those two treasures, you know, the personal and then the health and wellness. Mm-hmm. But it's that whole environment thing that sort of sits within there that in many ways makes your program unique. So, how did that come about? How did that, let's make feng shui or the environment or making a conducive environment part of the process? How did that come about, Marie?
Well, I actually did a diploma of interior design many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And I've always had this passion for, I love going into people's houses, and I always think, oh, I would love to move that or you know, and I'm a person that feels things. And if I walk into a home, what do I feel walking into that home? And because I'm a very earth-based person, I like a lot of earth things around me, but if I have too much earth, that can actually be very draining. So if I go into a lot of our friends' homes at the moment, and you would know this, Tony, that the builders are building cookie cutter homes. They're all the white coloured, you know, walls, the floors, the benches, everything is just white and grey. Well, that's good for one type of person, but that would really drain me, you know. And I have spoken to quite a few people who that's not who they are. They want to add colour. They want to add things, you know. So it's fascinating. I just get so fascinated when somebody comes to me and says, oh, I really don't feel comfortable here. So I would go and say, okay, well, how about we just do this or change this? But I always look at who they are, the type of person that they are, because I wouldn't be giving a all black and white to a colourful person, because that is going to drain them. So that's where we do assessments on the individual. But also if there's a family member, even a set of twins can be totally different. One could be louder than the other. So even their little environments, they need to have their environments where they can go and chill out, but be comfortable in that environment. And it's really good for parents to know this, because little Johnny's playing up over there and, oh, he can go to his room. He can go to his room and it's very loud and it's not going to quieten him down, but he's got a lot of activity there. No, you want to send him to a room where, you know, he can actually relax and chill out, that sort of stuff. So,
which is the same as the workplace, really.
And so it is the same in the workplace, yeah.
But you see, what she hasn't said, which we find fascinating, Tony, is with the feng shui. By sheer luck, when Marie decided to pursue certification, etc., there's a lot of sheer luck happened in our lives. I don't know why, but I'm grateful. But by sheer luck, we looked for somebody around the globe, literally, because we couldn't find someone in Australia that we thought had what we needed to teach feng shui properly and completely.
Yeah.
And through a chance connection, we were introduced to a character. Can I mention his name?
Yeah.
His name is Roger Green. He's a Kiwi originally, but he spent most of the last 15 plus years either based in America or traveling to, you know, country after country. But the point is, he knew, and he said it was written by the Chinese masters of the day, that the southern hemisphere is different to the northern hemisphere. He spent a long time, and we now are bringing that forward in Australia, developing the difference between functionary of the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere. And so that people, if you read any book, just about any book, or any feng shui master or these so-called experts, they talk from the northern point of view. Now, when you think about it, if we're in the north and it's winter, it's not winter down here.
Yeah.
So there's your first issue. Why is that different? Because it's a lot of science, but and he actually has gone to a lot of scientific background and quantum physics to show this. It's not the old-fashioned heebie-jeebie stuff. It's really quite serious science. So that makes a big difference because, you know, someone says, I'm a whatever, but in actual fact that if you were in the Northern Hemisphere and you're born there, it may be true, but if you're born here, it might be different. So we have to explore the differences into how things happen.
Yeah.
So in the feng shui in a home, the same thing as you're talking about, feng shui the home, but let's also then make the home fit the person.
Mm.
Understand the person or persons in the home, or the office, obviously the same thing in the office.
And just picking up on one of the things you said earlier, it's part of that whole process for, you know, most of the influence and decision makers that we have in organisations are within that HR human resource world, and it's about helping them understand, trying to influence that process in and around the feng shui within the program and how it can be of benefit. And that concept of workplace feng shui and making offices really productive and not draining. You know, Maria, you talked about your corporate career and ultimately a career that wasn't healthy for you. So so it's, you know, there's so many people that's putting up with that within their careers thinking that there is no alternative, whereas ultimately there is an alternative and potentially that sits within the program that you guys have developed. So congratulations on the development of the program. I know that you've been plugging away on it for a while, so you know let's hope that there's a couple of people that can pick up on the benefits that you provide within the program: personal genius, living home environment, the health and wellness in relation to the three treasures. So, just questions for the podcast. This is where I sort of have a little bit of a formula, and our listeners do like to hear about these little aspects. So for both of you, I guess, who's inspired you in your journey to where you are now?
Well, I could be really cliche and say Maria, but that's not true. I mean, it's true. My inspiration started with somebody who I don't have contact with, and it's a person who was in England. Her name is TJ. And I met her through the first global people at a conference I already started working with, and she just sparked in me. I went to England to actually train under her because I was so inspired by how she saw things. And so there's been some good people since, so I can name them, but it always goes back to this one person who is this day. It just gave me some really hard-hitting facts in front of my face to sort of wake yourself up, here's this, do this, do that, blah, and watch what I'm doing. She didn't actually say watch me, but she did it by the old-fashioned modelling. What she was doing, thinking, creating, it became an inspiration. And she's doing very well around the globe, but unfortunately we've gone different directions. So that's my inspiration.
But what did she say to you, Jeff? You've got all that great material on your computer.
Yeah.
You need to get that out there.
Yeah, she used
She
used different colourful language we can't use here. Yeah. But the message is...
That is Jeff. Jeff's the type of person, he's got so much information.
Yeah.
He's just not getting it out there. And I'm trying to get it out there, but he won't pass it on to me to get out there. So
Okay. That's it's always a challenge, isn't it? You know, one of the gaps that we all know is present in each and every one of us is we all know more than what we do, or we know what to do but don't necessarily do it at times. So, Jeff, if you've got that information that needs to be shared with the world, ultimately it's got to get out there. So, and you've just got to find the avenue and the way to do that. So who's inspired you, Marie?
I think at the moment my feng shui tutor has really inspired me to, because he is just a man of knowledge.
Yeah.
And the way that he teaches, and he's so in depth, I'm thinking, I get so excited. Jeff has to come into my office and say, stop studying. But it's just something that, you know, it's not a chore for me to go and learn more.
Yeah.
But But what also inspires me is that when I go and put my knowledge and help other people, and they start to feel, oh my gosh, I feel so much better. Thank you. That's what inspires me to keep going and helping those that really want it.
Yeah.
That need it.
Yeah. That was a bit better than mine.
Was that better? It's a competition here, Tony.
So moving forward, how do you guys deal with the inevitable troughs that we face in our journeys? You know, the times where we've fallen over or we've stumbled or, heaven forbid, we think that we failed. How do you deal with that personally?
Every day.
Yeah. Every day.
Look, you know what? I think what it comes down to is we've just decided, and we made this decision a while ago because, you know, as we all age, we're getting people saying, but, you know, shouldn't you be slowing down or shouldn't you be? And I don't get the shouldn't part. I said, don't you understand that we're doing something that we love to do? So we made this decision between ourselves that even if it all fell over and we lost everything, we'd buy a caravan and keep going for the caravan because you've got something that you really believe in and love doing. It's not like you have to keep, it's not work. It's just, it's enjoyment, it's fun. To me, and we've had lots of setbacks the last few years. We've had financial setbacks. We've had not so much health ones, thankfully, but things happen. Mm. And I keep saying, you know what, that's fine. Tomorrow we'll go again. Yeah, and one day we'll be successful. If we're not successful, it'll be the day after. Just keep going.
Yeah. You know? The concept of progression, I think, is really, really important for people to embrace, you know, that today is better than yesterday or today I'm better than yesterday. And even if we feel like we've fallen over or today's not a great day, it's about how we're building that strength within ourselves to continue to fight the bad days, which I think is really, really valid. And for yourself, Marie, those inevitable troughs that you face, those ups and downs.
Oh, I've had a lot. I've had probably more downs since medically retiring from the government. I was really, really down. But I think once you have somebody in your life that says, okay, well, we're going to, you know, just give you a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel saying that it can be done. Yeah. And when I see other people that are worse off with me, you know, I've had quite a few people, there were two suicides in my office.
Ooh, yeah.
Two suicides. And then with COVID, there was, you know, more suicides. I hear my son's friends and that committing suicide and things like that. So my life is nothing. I'm fine.
Yeah.
But it's seen that, you know, and we have talked to those families. I said, look, we are here for you if you need. But it's really hard to say, to talk to somebody and say, you know, we are here, and people say they're fine and they're not. So if anyone is listening and they need to reach out because...
Yeah. Somebody, it doesn't have to be us.
No, it doesn't have to be us, but just be somebody because people are just holding things in so much it's not healthy.
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. I had some real thoughts probably just over the last couple of weeks in relation to resilience and, you know, looking after yourself from a health and wellness perspective. And I really believe that the concept of preparing for bad times in good times is a really good strategy on getting those healthy coping strategies or mechanisms in place. Because when you've been confronted by pain or anguish or uncertainty or stress or crisis, it's probably too late for you to say, well, how do I deal with this? And what we see, Marie, and you'd see this particularly, Marie and Jeff, is that people turn to, you know, a beer or some drugs or those, you know, maybe not so positive coping mechanisms. And they're not really a coping mechanism because all they're doing is putting us in a state where we forget about it for a period of time and potentially what is stressing us out is still there. So when I talk to people, I'm always talking about them, you know, what do you do to cope? What do you do to maintain health? You know, what does that look like? Because that's what you draw upon when you need it. It's, you know, hitting the stress, going for a walk, playing with the dog, or whatever it is that people find healthy as part of that coping strategy.
What we're finding now and what we're actually helping others with is replacing when somebody is depressed and things like that, or, you know, has got a cold and things like that, we actually replace that with food. So food, we're using natural foods and things like that to say, okay, we're going to be educating people. Say, okay, these are the foods to suit you as an individual, because we need different types of food because we have different makeup. Our organs, you know, like Jeff's liver's probably from alcohol. You know, he's probably more damaged. So whatever the person, and this is like an individual thing, well, these are the type of foods that you would need to be able to strengthen that, to give you different, there's a lot of healing stuff there.
People don't get it, that they think, oh, well, you know, the food doesn't count. The food is a medicine. It's literally a medicine, because if you actually study, we study a lot of Chinese medicine right now, and Ayurveda, etc. And what we're clearly seeing is that an organ is affected by your emotions. Certain organs are affected by certain emotions and activities. You're damaging your physical health. And in return, when you damage your physical organs, it creates an imbalance in your emotions. So people have to understand they go together. You can't have one without the other. So when we say coping, first thing to cope with is understand your body. Understand what makes it work, understand how to make it healthy and what will keep it healthy. And we often find, we've been talking to a lot of people, and oftentimes their problems disappear or become less important because they feel better and they feel more in control.
It's fascinating stuff, isn't it? And ultimately, I could probably talk to you guys all day about it, because it is something that we all need to be looking at. How do we, you know, because the world can be quite, well, most people are feeling levels of anxiety. We've just gone back down into lockdown here in Brisbane. So, you know, the world is just full of uncertainty and ambiguity, and it's causing a heap of stress and personal crisis around the world. So the more that we can understand how to maintain our own healthy balance, I think is so critically important. So Jeff and Marie, how can people connect with you?
Right. Well, at the moment, I would love to say a new website, but it's still being built. So I suppose the easiest way at the moment is either by our Facebook page or by a direct email. Would you like those?
And we will have them in the show notes. You're both on LinkedIn, Marie Maloof.
Yes.
Jeff Withers. So you're both on LinkedIn, you're both on Facebook. We will have all of those links in the show notes, and hopefully when this comes out, your new website will be up and running. Marie and Jeff, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for investing in the leaders of today.
It's our pleasure. Thank you so much, Tony.
Appreciate the invitation. Yeah.
It's been wonderful.
Join the group of people impacted by Seriously Simple Stuff to get you unstuck. The first book by Tony Coach Curl. Available at Amazon, Tony's Simple Stuff provides the tool for people to master your life and aspirations. 20% of every book sold supports Carter's cause.
And now, it's time for Tony's 2 cents.
Now, in all honesty, I never imagined that I would be talking feng shui on the podcast, but I'm open and I'm eager to share information that leaders may find beneficial. But what I really want to speak to today is the concept that Jeff and Marie touched on called personal genius. Now, this is something that we all have, and it's something that we can all explore as we look to progress ourselves in life and in business. Some of you may want to call it your superpower, because we all have personal genius and we all have a superpower. And ultimately, for you to be the leader that you need to be today, tomorrow and ongoing, it is your responsibility to discover and develop your own personal genius, your own superpower. Have you ever thought about that? Are you aware of it? And how can you define it? Once again, a big shout out to Jeff and Marie for coming on and investing in Today's Leader. And all of their links are once again in the show notes. Now is the time for you to take control of your leadership growth in this disruptive world we navigate. Our aim is to help you become the best leaders you need to be today by providing you access to global leaders and experts. If you're looking to build better leadership skills, check out the Today's Leader website at todaysleader.com.au. Today's Leader is a collective mindset, being the best leader today, forging greater success tomorrow. The mindset to make a difference and the ability to create an impact. Think and Grow Business hosts our Today's Leader Masterminds. Think and Grow Business, where we focus on personal, professional and business growth, improving the performance of leaders in business. Book your free 30-minute discovery call at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. You are standing stronger, braver and wiser. Don't forget the golden rule. You know what that is. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.